Members of a task force created to address the scourge of systemic racism in the suburb of Longmeadow, Massachusetts, are seeking public input. The Longmeadow Coalition for Racial Justice Task Force has scheduled an open listening session for this Thursday, December 10th. It will be held virtually. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Zach Verriden, who is the chair of the task force.
The Coalition for Racial Justice Task Force was selected by appointment by the Longmeadow Select Board a couple of months ago after a summer resolution by the Select Board, which declared racism a public health crisis in Longmeadow. And as a result, they resolved to establish a working group to address systemic racism in the city of Longmeadow in order to attempt to reshape the discourse and actively engage citizens in the important and difficult work of disrupting patterns of marginalization in the town.
So who's on the coalition? What's its makeup?
Yeah, so the coalition consists of 10 very civically minded, social justice oriented citizens from Longmeadow. There are amongst the 10, there are a wide range, I would say, of experiences in Longmeadow. Some people on the task force are relatively new to town. Some people have been here in town for decades. All have some experience or exposure to racism in Longmeadow, and all of them care deeply about working to create a more equitable and welcoming community.
How did you end up on the committee?
So I ended up on the committee similar to a lot of my colleagues on the committee. I submitted a letter of interest to the select board and then participated in an interview with the select board where I and the other 9 members of the committee were chosen for this appointment.
So this Thursday, the coalition is holding an open listening session. What do you expect? Who are you expecting to hear from?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that question. So the task force felt very, very strongly early on as we engaged in the conversations that we were having around potential recommendations for the select board in Longmeadow, how we might be able to gather further consideration and input, and ultimately thought that holding an open forum and an open listening session via Zoom and making it publicly available to anybody that might care to comment or offer up their experiences with racism in Longmeadow would help inform the task force's recommendations so that we had more data points, more lenses, more lived experiences that are informing recommendations that we're making to the select board.
So how can someone participate?
So we've got a couple of different ways for citizens. And by the way, this is not limited to citizens of Longmeadow. If there are members of other communities, residents in the area or around Western Massachusetts who have experienced racism in Longmeadow, we also welcome their participation and hope that they come to comments. But there are several ways that folks can get involved. So one is by RSVP in order to receive the link. Interested and concerned individuals can reach out to longmeadowracialjustice@gmail.com. Again, that's longmeadowracialjustice, all one word, @gmail.com, in order to receive a copy of the Zoom link to be able to participate in the meeting. If you are unable to reach out in advance, the agenda and the Zoom link is posted on the City of Longmeadow Town website, where you can access that information as well. And folks can come and participate and have the opportunity to speak through either of those mechanisms. And then we have a third option if folks do not feel comfortable sharing live in real time via Zoom, or have a scheduled conflict and cannot make it, or If we are fortunate enough to have so many people attend that we run out of time and do not get to hear all of the speakers, written comments and experiences can be shared with that same email address that I shared before, longmeadowracialjustice@gmail.com.
So what will you be doing with the information you get from this session?
So that's a really good question for us to consider, and something that we have talked about a little bit. And I think some of that will be driven by the nature of the feedback and insights that we receive. But what we really want to do is make sure that when we're considering recommendations, that amongst the 10 of us, we think are important to address systemic racism within the community, that we don't have blinders or that we're not missing experiences that other folks have had that might inform things that we think are important to recommend to the board. So we're going to gather this feedback and reflect upon the responses to ensure that what we offer and recommend to the select board in terms of next steps are robust and thoughtful and informed by the community more broadly.
And do you have a deadline for wrapping up your work?
The current deadline provided to us by the Town Select Board is March 31st, 2021. So we may have recommendations that we provide prior to that, but the Select Board has tasked us with providing them our recommendations no later than the end of March